I'm very frustrated about locally what's happened in relation to the Sligo accommodation situation. And to me, it's really driven home the need to build more publicly owned accommodation, because it does show the vulnerability when you're relying on the private market. What I would still say, though, to everyone involved is I really hope common sense can prevail. We have hundreds of beds here, yes, that are privately owned, but that were built with the intention of being used for students. And there needs to be a degree of common sense. There was a moment in time where it looked like that was going to be used as refugee accommodation. That is not the case. And myself and Roderick O'Gorman have a protocol in place. And the protocol is very simple. Student accommodation should be used for students during college time. That's what needs to happen. I really hope that happens. But the broader issue is it does drive home the need to build our own accommodation, and that's what I'm determined to do.
On the protocol between yourself and Minister Roderick O'Gorman, can we expect that to happen soon?
So the protocol is now in place just for the last number of months, and it basically says that unless student accommodation has been lying idle for over 12 months, which isn't very much student accommodation because there's a shortage of it, that it can't be used for the refugee programme during college time. I mean, let's be really clear, the third level sector steps up, and it should do, and we're happy to step up, and we provide thousands of student accommodation beds during the summer period, over 3,000 this summer. We'll continue to help outside of college time, but during college time, common sense has to prevail, and where you have hundreds of beds that could be used for students in Sligo, I'm really saddened and frustrated that that isn't the case. But like I say, I don't want to cut across any conversations people might be having, but I would urge that common sense prevails.